Hello? I'm Midori's husband. as most of you know, I'm Levi, and this is my wife, Midori. We were asked to give a little update on how and what we've been doing the past couple years. So that's what we're going to do. From 2018, from August 2018 to April 2020, I was a student at Ethnos 360 Bible Institute in Waukesha, Wisconsin. They are connected with Ethnos 360, the missions organization, which was formerly called New Tribes Mission. They changed their name back in 2016. The Bible school is the first part of the Bible school is considered to be the first part of the training process to become a cross-cultural missionary with Ethnos Canada, which is what we're hoping to be doing. The idea is you should probably learn the Bible before you try and teach it, which I think is a good idea. that's what I've been doing for the past 2 years. And in August, me and Midori will be moving down to Durham, Ontario, to do the second stage of the program, which focuses more on cross-cultural missions and aspects of that, such as learning how to learn a new language and create an alphabet for languages that don't have one, as well as basic medicine for people who don't have access to it. And we'll also be learning how to translate the Bible for people who don't have it in their language. There's also a heavy emphasis on discipleship, so we will be partnered up with a staff couple while we're there, and we will be discipled. Our desire is to finish the training and become missionaries in Tanzania, Africa. We would like to spread the gospel to those who do not have it in their language currently. For those of you who don't know, an unreached people group is not referring to people who don't consider themselves Christians, but it is for somebody who does not have a believer, a Bible, or a church in their language. So apart from somebody who knows Christ going into that setting, they will never get the opportunity to hear about Jesus. We wanted to share a short video. It does a good job of explaining how the church is currently using its resources for missions.
So the video is a few years old, so some of the numbers are a tiny bit off, but the percentages are still accurate. I've heard it referred to as the Great Imbalance, and I first heard about this while I was in Bible school, which caused me to think that I could be part of those going to reach the unreached. Another way I've heard it put is that if every church in America were to send one missionary, there would be 50 missionaries for every unreached people group. So to me, it seems like it's a doable task that I wanted to be a part of. This is not to say that it's not necessary for the church to be working in World C and World B. It's more so to say that as it stands right now, we need more resources to be going to those who have no access to the gospel. Levi and I, again, would love to serve ourselves. We'd be serving God ourselves overseas. And again, we'd love to go to Africa after we complete the missions training and are able to raise the support. A verse that really stands out to us as we think about the mission that God has given us is Romans 10:13-15, which says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on him whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news." So this verse kind of outlines how reaching the world is it involves the entire church. It involves people who are willing to go. It involves people who are staying behind and sending and supporting and praying for us. And so it's kind of a collective effort that we can all be a part of in various different ways. So we also wanted to give you some ways that you could be praying for us over the next little while, if you think about it. As many of you know, I have been struggling with Lyme disease for the past couple of years, and back in April, I was able to go and see a specialist and get treatment for it, and so I've been doing a lot better, feeling a lot better and having a lot more energy, so you can praise the Lord for that. And I have another appointment for a checkup at the end of July, so you can be praying that that'll go well and that my body will continue to fight the disease. You can also pray for safety on our trip to Ontario, that we'd just be able to get there safely, that we'd be able to learn and remember what we are learning and just build really good relationships while we're there with our classmates and teachers. And pray for wisdom as well. We're not sure exactly how we can best serve the Lord with our gifting, so pray for wisdom that God will show us where we can best serve. And pray as well for more workers to go out to the nations and to be involved in reaching the unreached. That's all that we have, and I think Shirley's going to come up and share some as well.